Welcome to SaaS Business Secrets with Stacia, where we bring you the latest in starting your six-figure SaaS business and beyond. Visit SaaSBusinessSecrets.com to find out more. Now here's your host, Stacia.
Hello, hello, everybody. I'm so excited. Of course, another episode here. Today, we have an awesome show for you, calling it Metrics Mastery. Boost your business with Carolyn O'Brien's data-driven strategies. I'm super excited because I came across this awesome course and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I am not the Asian that you want to copy their math homework. Okay. So I'm like, numbers are not my thing, but I definitely love the numbers going up in my bank account. And I'm sure that you do too. So if you're ready to transform your business by tapping into the true potential hidden within your data, today, we're going to be joined by the Carolyn O'Brien. She's a metrics strategist extraordinaire who has been unlocking the secrets to business success through the power of metrics. As you know, the power is in the numbers. So whether you're a solopreneur charting your own path or steering a sales team towards new heights in the new year, 2024 and beyond, Carolyn here is going to guide us through an intricate world of metrics. I know sometimes we don't want to talk about the numbers, but the money is in the numbers. The millions are in the numbers. So if you're ready for that journey, we're super excited to share with you a conversation that is going to revolutionize your business decisions when it comes to your business. So welcome in, Carolyn O'Brien.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here.
Thanks. So welcome, Carolyn. To kick it off, could you share a little bit about your journey to become a metrics strategist and why you're so passionate about helping business owners, coaches, course creators, onlinepreneurs here harness the power of data?
Yeah. So my background is working in corporate. So I worked for tech companies, startups, software companies. I was living in New York City at the time. It was really in like operations, partnerships, client success. So I was always like working with clients in some capacity. And then I had this goal of figuring out how to work for myself. Like it was kind of always like a lifelong dream and I could never figure out what I could do. But then I found this whole kind of like world of online courses and coaching. And I came across this online business manager role. And I thought, oh, I could totally do this, right? Like my background, I have these skills, like let me figure this out. So I started working with clients on the side of my corporate job and built up my business enough to be able to quit my job working in corporate and do this full time. So that was like 4.5 years ago that I ended up quitting my corporate job and doing this full time. And I was working with clients who were course creators as their like online business manager, director of operations. And these were successful businesses, right? Like selling 6-7 figures in course sales, but none of them were using numbers in a way that was truly helpful, right? So like some of my clients were maybe tracking numbers, but like it was just being dropped into a spreadsheet. Some of my other clients weren't looking at the numbers at all. And I kind of thought like, okay, I need to figure this out. Like I need to figure out something that's going to help them. And so I learned how to use numbers and build dashboards in a way that like clients loved. And I started to realize that like not everyone knew how to do this and kind of niched down into helping build dashboards for people and then helping teach others how to build these dashboards as a way to understand the metrics in their business.
Why do you believe it's like crucial for them to know this, whether they're a big corporate or any size in your industry?
Yeah, because numbers really like takes the guesswork out of business decisions, right? Like there's always going to be some testing and that type of stuff, but you can't even tell what's working and not working if you do a test, if you don't look at the numbers in your business. And I think it also helps take the emotions out of business decisions because you're looking at numbers. And, you know, numbers don't lie, right? Like that's kind of the saying, because it really does help you to figure out what to move forward with and like what to leave behind, basically. And it is so, so helpful in just informing strategy, talking about launches, talking about funnels, like it helps you figure out what to do next.
Can you share an example of a business significantly benefiting from looking at the numbers from a webinar or a launch or anything like that?
Yeah, because I'm kind of like in this space, I kind of track numbers for as many things as possible when it comes to like working with clients. And so there have been so many times that launch strategies have been informed by decisions because we had the numbers to kind of like prove it. And so, you know, one of my clients does a lot of challenge launches. And so what we were able to determine because we track numbers was people who are in the Facebook group when it comes to a challenge are more likely to buy than even if they were registered and receiving the email. So like that helped us figure out, okay, moving forward, we need to make the Facebook group a priority in order to get more people to buy, right? Like that's one example. Another example was one of my clients wanted more people to pay in full. So we looked at the numbers and kind of figured out, well, if we want more people to pay in full, then we need to incentivize this people to pay in full rather than doing a payment plan. And so we like added a bonus for paying in full. And then we had the numbers to back up to show us whether or not that worked and whether or not having a bonus associated with paying in full actually made a difference. In evergreen funnels, right? If we're tracking numbers on a weekly basis, I just did this with a client. We were tracking numbers for a couple of weeks and realized that the opt-in page for the webinar was not converting well. And so we just made changes. And now next week, we're going to go back and look at the numbers to tell us if the changes we made worked or they didn't work. So like every kind of decision you make, you can kind of go back to the numbers to help you figure out if it worked or if you need to try something new.
Yeah, I work with a lot of people who do challenges as well. And I just took some notes myself. I'm like, oh, that's a good one to track because there's so many things to track. But as far as joining the Facebook group, that's definitely a good one because I'll have like at the end of the day, like, oh, a bunch of these people never joined the Facebook group.
Yep.
These people did. Or how many people actually showed up during the 5-day or during the pitch session? Like what other numbers are you tracking for launches?
Yeah. So when it comes to launches, you know, obviously there's nuances based on the specifics, but always email metrics. So how many people are the emails going to, open rate, click-through rate. Then if there's a registration page, you know, what the page views are, what the opt-ins are, what that conversion rate is.
So like emails prior to like them joining the challenge or?
Yeah, anything during. That's involved in the challenge. So like emails telling them to register, like all of those kind of promotional emails.
Promotionals, yeah.
And then how many people join the Facebook group? If you have different channels for how people are registering. So for example, one of my clients does certain traffic for organic, right? So our people who are already on her list, they're warm, we may be sending to a different place than people who are cold and they're coming in from Facebook ads. So we're tracking those separately to figure out how many people are coming in from Facebook ads and Instagram ads and how many people are coming from our already email list that's already there. So we keep those numbers separate. Then we're looking at how many people are showing up live to the events, how many people are doing their homework. That's part of this challenge, doing homework. So we're tracking that. And then we track kind of like to the big event. That's like where the pitch happens. How many people end up buying every single day that the cart's open? And, you know, like the revenue associated with that, the sales numbers associated with that, bump, upsell purchases. For a launch, I actually track numbers on a daily basis and then look at kind of like overall performance at the end. Another kind of point with the launch numbers is we've been playing around with different bonus strategies. And then when we track numbers on a daily basis, we're able to see if certain bonuses encourage more people to buy potentially based on the number of sales on a given day.
And do you like drip certain bonuses over like a few days?
Yeah. So we've tried a couple of different things. We've done like disappearing bonuses. So basically like the longer they take to buy, the less bonuses they get. And we're actually going to flip it and now do like appearing bonuses. And so people are incentivized kind of throughout the open cart if by a certain bonus if they want to join. So we'll see if that works. It's our first time doing it. But again, we'll have the numbers to kind of help us prove whether it worked or not.
Oh, and speaking about, let's talk about overcoming the overwhelm, which many entrepreneurs of us have.
Really?
Like I said earlier when I introduced you, I'm like, numbers can be daunting for many people. How do you help those that are not naturally inclined to do all the numbers and metrics?
Yeah. I kind of always tell people that I'm like not a math major. I'm not an accountant. I'm not a bookkeeper. I just know numbers can like help tell me a story to make my life easier at the end of the day. And so that's how I view using numbers. I look at numbers a lot, but I still can't even look at like a spreadsheet of hundreds of rows of data and get any information from it, right? And so I understand the overwhelm my advice is always to start at one point in your business. Whatever's generating the revenue in your business, start to track the numbers around that, whether it's a certain funnel or a certain product that you're selling. Then get comfortable with that and then expand from there. You're never, ever going to get to a point where you're tracking every single number in your business. One, it's almost impossible. But two, that's almost as bad as not tracking any numbers because you have too many numbers to look at, right? Like it's overwhelm. It's not going to help you at a certain point to have that many numbers. So track the numbers that are going to make a difference in your business and are going to help you make decisions. And I've been working with clients for years at this point, and we still change the numbers we're looking at sometimes, right? We like take away numbers, we add numbers. And I say that to make people realize you don't have to start with everything because it's going to change and ebb and flow. And so like start somewhere simple and then expand from there as you get comfortable.
How would you identify like the top three simple prioritized KPIs that they should truly like look at?
If you're running a business, you always have to look at the money metrics, right? Because you need to make sure your business is making money. So that's where I always tell people to start. One step kind of removed from that is figure out where your money is coming from in your business and think about that funnel, that customer journey, and think about the numbers there. So funnel is even an overwhelming word to some people. A customer journey is the same thing as a funnel, right? Like how are potential clients entering your ecosystem? And then what path are they going down in order to purchase from you? Think about those steps, and those are the numbers you should track. If you think about a very simple customer journey, someone may get to a landing page for one of your freebies or lead magnets, right? You can track how many people land on that page. Then how many people are opting in to receive that lead magnet? Those are your number of opt-ins. And then how many people are purchasing? If that leads to like a product to purchase, how many people are purchasing? And those are kind of like the simple items that you can start tracking for that funnel.
Make it practical to take a look at. What do you think are some of the common mistakes that you see people looking at or getting overwhelmed that they can avoid?
Honestly, it's getting overwhelmed and not tracking anything. Trying to track everything is another common problem. Like more numbers don't necessarily mean better answers when it comes to your business. And then also making changes too quickly based on numbers, especially in this online business world, things change constantly. And so if you're looking at numbers on a daily basis and making changes based on daily fluctuations, you're basically not giving it enough time to see like what's actually happening. So I recommend tracking numbers on a weekly basis for the majority of the time. The only time I say look daily is during a launch because there's so much time, money, and effort that goes into it. And you need to be able to make decisions quickly because it's like a short period of time. Or if you make a big change on the back end of software or technology and you need to make sure things are working. Otherwise, like Monday metrics, that's what I do. Look at your numbers on a Monday for the prior week and use that in order to make decisions.
I love it. Most of us as entrepreneurs, I'm like, that didn't work. Or you just like freak out and you think it didn't work. But it, like, did we give it really enough time?
Right.
And like, did we really see everything that's going on? Or we like have a great month and we're like, next.
Right.
Like, and then they jump to something else. Why? That works. Or don't change it now. It worked.
And also another thing is, when you do make changes, note the changes, right? Like in your tracking sheet, because as much as you think you're going to remember, okay, this week I changed the button or I changed the headline, you're not going to remember. There's no way. So you just have to write it down, type it into your sheet so that you're not forced to remember. It's there for you and you can help figure out what worked.
The whole funnel look.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what day it was.
Exactly. Exactly.
The other funnel was better. So speaking of technology and tools, what would you think is the most effective metric tracking that you recommend that people invest in?
Google Sheets is, I think, the best way to track numbers. It's free. It's a Google product, so most people know how to use it, have access to it, and it makes team collaboration really easy, right? So if you have someone in your team that can help pull numbers for you, that's really easy to do with Google Sheets. And then it also is customizable, right? So you decide what you're tracking, and you're deciding what you're pulling out from different softwares and putting into your sheet that you want to look at moving forward. And then I use for dashboards, Looker Studio. It used to be called Google Data Studio, and it connects very well with Google Sheets and Google Analytics, which are kind of like the two tools I think are most important to use. And it's a Google product, so it's also free. And Google products are reliable and they make it pretty user-friendly. So that's what I recommend.
So speaking of, you do have a course called Metrics Mastery that tells you everything you need to do about this. So tell us a little bit more about that.
So a couple of years ago, I realized that not everyone knew how to build these dashboards. It's something I just like taught myself like along the way. And I developed a suite of dashboard templates and corresponding Google Sheets and training videos, teaching other people how to do it for themselves. And I love teaching other people how to do this and seeing them empowered to do it themselves for their clients, for their own business. And my whole goal in it is to kind of like take out the learning curve when it comes to like learning new software, tracking numbers. And really, it's designed to like be the easy button for you. You have everything set up for you. And then you can kind of like build your knowledge from there and customize. And I go through that in the course too. And if you work with clients, you can actually reuse the templates for multiple clients. And I really just love helping people figure out this is something that they have the skill to do. You don't have to like be a math whiz. You don't have to be like a tech genius, right? Like everyone can do it. And that's my goal in the course, is to help you realize that.
Thank you so much. Yes, if you guys want access to this, click the link below in the description. And once you go and get it, just message me that you got it and I'll give you a bonus strategy session with me. So
That's awesome.
Thanks. I mean, I went through it too, so I don't know everything. And I still ask Carolyn some help. When you get it, access to it, she has a ton of resources in there and pretty much everything that you need to track in your business. How do you see the landscape? And this is actually a perfect time. To me, it's a perfect time. I'm getting ready for the goals in 2024. And then just looking back at what I did in 2023, like, what do you see coming up in the next year that people should be preparing for in terms of data and measurements?
There's all of these email platform changes happening in terms of like compliance with Google and Yahoo. It's actually something I'm kind of working through right now with clients. Yeah. But tracking those numbers is going to be even more important to make sure your emails are delivered. So I think that's a big thing. I think also just tracking the performance of your funnels and figuring out something that works for you and how to improve it. I think this year was a challenging year for some people in their business. Facebook and Instagram ads were kind of a little bit different than other years in the past, right? And so really looking at numbers is going to help you figure out whether what you're doing is working or not working and then how to adjust it. And then kind of like you said, using numbers to help make a plan for 2024, right? Like it's not too late to do it. And even if you're already in the new year, like never think it's too late to start looking at numbers and use it to inform strategy for the future.
Yeah. And like Google Analytics has changed that stuff. It's like kind of going down a rabbit hole because there's so many things I want to track, where the leads are coming from, social media, YouTube, live streaming, like this, like all the
things. So Google Analytics is now GA4. That change happened like officially over the summer. But one of the overwhelming things I think with Google Analytics is there's so many numbers. There's so much data in that platform. And connecting it to a dashboard in Looker Studio allows you to kind of pick and choose what you're looking at and figure out how it relates to your business and your specific funnels. So you don't have to look at the page views of every single page on your website, right? You can decide what you're pulling into a dashboard from Google Analytics and how it relates to kind of the rest of that customer journey.
I'm really excited about this. Like I know I talk about go high level a lot, but this is really a customized to your business and really calculating where everything is coming from in your business too. And you just get a hands on with all your numbers because you should be with this system. So that's why I brought Carolyn in here, because I highly recommend her course. It'll tell you exactly what you need for everything that you do running, especially an online business. And even if you're a brick and mortar business and you're watching this, you could definitely use this as well because you're collecting leads on the internet. Maybe they're finding you on Google My Business or whatever, and they're calling you from that. And that's also integrated with High Level. And then you can pull that information from there But that's it for me. Do you have any other final advice a business owner should take more on the strategic data-driven approach with their operations?
I would say, again, like start somewhere that feels comfortable. Don't get overwhelmed. And it's never too late to get started. And even if you're not a numbers person, the whole goal of these dashboards is for people who don't consider themselves to be a numbers person, because you can see the data, right? Like things are in graphs and charts. And the whole point is that it's supposed to make it less overwhelming and more easy to understand.
Thanks for being here. Remember to adapt these insights today. And if you have to watch it again or comment, if you have questions, I'll try to get it over to Caroline.
But yeah, definitely.
Thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
Bye.